You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and by phone with Paducah Symphony Executive Director Daniel Seen and Acousticats member Jordan Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's so good to hear both of you, and thank you for joining us today. I was telling Jordan it was it's a great honor to meet him on the phone. Jordan Lindsay, of course, is part of Acousticats that made big national news in the fourth season of Sing Off on television. And you're a Paducah native and Tillman singer, yeah?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Well, that was thrilling for all of us, watching your success. And it's great that you're going to be at the Sing-Off. Now, Daniel, do all the business for Paducah Symphony Orchestra's Sing-Off in Metropolis Saturday.
I'll give you the short version as best I can, actually. It's our third annual Symphony Sing-Off, and it is kind of based off of what you would see on the show a little bit, at least the best we can do. It is a fundraiser for the Paducah Symphony Orchestra and is our major signature fundraiser. And it's $60 a ticket, by the way, before I get that stuff out of the way, and our tables for $500. And we do have some availability still, so I'm hoping that you have some listeners that might want to get their tickets last minute here, and they can go call the symphony office for all that. But what it features is, of course, we have the Acousticats, and we're excited to have them back this year again. Last year we had them the first time, and then featured them quite a bit, and then we're actually doing more, having them featured quite a bit more for this particular event. And then in addition to that, we have five other local a cappella groups that will be singing. Three of those are competing, and I put that kind of in quotes. They compete for monetary votes because it's a fundraiser. We ask folks to buy tables and tickets and whatever they spend on the night or donate on the night goes to the group of their choice. And after every group performs, the hat, so to speak, gets passed around, and you're going to throw in some monetary votes to bump your favorite group to the top.
Who are the three, Daniel?
The three groups there are actually two ensembles from Murray State, actually. One is an all-female ensemble, the Muses, and we're excited to have them. And then the other is the Racer Men's Chorus under the direction of Dr. Chris Mitchell, and that's an all-men's group. They're both from Murray State, so we're excited to have them. And then a local group here in Paducah that formed, it's an all-teacher group. They represent like 27 different schools, at least over the span of their career so far. And they're all teachers here amongst the area. They've called themselves You've Been Schooled. And so we're excited to have them. I listened to their rehearsal 3-4 weeks ago, and they were fantastic. So we're excited to have them. So those are the three competing groups. And then the two additional groups are from Tillman High School under direction of Matt Hines, Prime Rib and Concordia, which are the all-male ensemble and all-female ensembles from Tillman. And we're going to feature them. They're going to sing a couple songs each as well, but in a non-competing mode. So it should be a very, very entertaining evening for folks. In addition to that, we have a silent live auction and with lots of great stuff and trips and prizes and gift cards and all that great stuff that you can possibly think of. So we ask folks to come out and have a good time and enjoy the entertainment for sure. It will be a very entertaining evening.
Well, let's get back to entertainment. And, Jordan, it's just indescribable what your voices create in Acousticats. Will you ever leave that group?
I don't have any intentions of leaving the group now. I've actually been, I was a member for 6 years up to this point, and then starting my seventh year. I've been the musical coach for this group for the last 2 years as well. So it's kind of just a part of my life at this point. It's something that I love doing, and it's something that I don't really ever see myself stopping.
Are you still a student at UK?
I am. I'm taking some part-time classes at the moment. I'm not still full-time. I'm about to finish up my music education degree, but I do still see myself continuing with this group as well.
Well, I just love the YouTube features with each member of the group describing who they are and what they sing, and how the bond is formed among you all. You are obviously instrumental in creating that bond musically. What is it? What's the magic there? Can you verbalize that?
Well, it is a little bit tough to put into words, but I'll try. One of the really unique things about us is that it takes a really special group of guys who can spend as much time together as we do and not end up killing each other. So we make sure that we schedule in time to have cookouts or just to sit around and watch TV or just hang out outside of rehearsals so that we can really get to know each other. And I've always thought that the better you get to know someone that you're working with, the more effectively you work with them. And that's really what's made us so successful over the last couple of years.
Boy, you really have been successful. Can you tell our listeners the program you'll be singing Saturday?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. Say that one more time.
What selections will you sing Saturday?
Oh, okay, sure. We'll be singing a couple of selections from our new album that's available on iTunes and Amazon, self-titled The Acousticat. And then we'll also be performing a couple of selections from the sing-off as well. We'll have a couple of surprises in there, as always, but it's going to be a really great show. Everybody should head on out if they haven't already gotten a ticket.
Now, Daniel, did I see correctly that the Acousticats are at another event for the Paducah Symphony Orchestra this weekend?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it. We actually, through the generosity of the Acousticats, they agreed to hang around for Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 to sing a couple songs for our Mother's Day brunch we're doing on the rooftop of the Irvin Cobb in downtown Paducah. Just another way we can try and squeeze some more money out of folks, but actually have a really good time. It should be great. We actually titled this Mother's Mimosas and Music with the Acousticats. Should be a great buffet lunch, and should be a beautiful day for it, right on the rooftop of the Cobb, makes it extra special to have the Acousticats available for that. Tickets, we set at $45 for that, and they can call the symphony office to get tickets for that. If they're not going to be able to make it to sing-off, but if they're at the sing-off, they can order them right there as well. So we're expecting kind of a big bump for that, and it's kind of special to be able to have them be here and serenade mothers on Mother's Day. So.
Especially because I reckon there are some Paducah mothers with very close relationships.
There certainly are.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Now, I want to go back to the symphony sing-off at Harrah's Metropolis on Saturday. Does everybody get all gussied up for this, Daniel?
You know, it kind of runs the spectrum. You have kind of a business casual all the way to those who are a little more formal. Folks do like to get dressed up. We're going to have a paparazzi wall where folks, as they're coming in, get their photography taken by Brad Rankin, and he always does such a great job. And then, so it is kind of an elegant evening, but also one that folks can feel very comfortable, wearing. Business casual, but I think you'll see plenty of suits and ties and folks that are trying to outdo one another in their attire. So it should be an interesting evening from that perspective, and very fun.
Jordan, thank you again for joining us today to talk about the weekend's activities. Travel safely and sing well.
We will. Thank you very much.
And Daniel, I guess we need to give the number for getting tickets
to either event. I'm glad we could leave that one there. It's folks can call the symphony office 270-444-0065 for tickets to the sing-off, or they can go online, paducahsymphony.org, and order them directly online. We do have some tickets are $60, tables of 10 or 500. So if you're you can get together 9 of your best friends, then you can get a table and save a little bit of money there, but and that way you'll have more to spend. But and then they can select their groups they want to online as well that they want to vote for.
Daniel, this is a pretty big crowd, isn't it, that usually attends?
Yeah, we're anticipating an audience of about 400 people, and then of course you put all the performers in there too. That's a total of six groups, with each group has 12 members in it. So that's about 72 performers literally that cycle throughout the evening. Should be a very fun night.
All to benefit the Paducah Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Always great. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Kate.
Daniel Seen is the executive director of the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, so go out Saturday night and have fun.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.